marriage? Why? What kind of a idea is marriage in this fucking day and age? What? You take love, a word. Love doesn't mean anything as a word. I love my mom. I love pancakes. I love you. And you take this vague, nebulous idea and you put it into a legal, binding contract. What? That's like signing a document promising to be lucky forever. I'm going to be lucky forever, or you can sue me for half of my money. It's a bullshit fucking marriage. It's like the word art. It doesn't mean anything. I'm an artist. I'm a fucking drunk guy who talks dirty. Fucking artist. It's art. Well, you know, unless you're fucking drunk at a bus stop and then you're a fucking vagrant. You know, it's like the same thing. Kids, stop. We don't need kids. And if you have them, stop doing it. Stop fucking. Is there any need for children anymore? Do you have kids? Yes, I can tell by the silence. Stop it. You need a baby that bad? Go to the fucking pound and get a baby. There's plenty of unwanted people. Not even a baby. Go get an old man. There's unwanted people of all ages that are already pre-made and waiting for you to pick them up. Why are you going to keep lumping out fucking larvae? It's like the natural resources of this country, this world, pissed away like draft beer at a fucking frat party. And you keep practice sodomy. The government should promote sodomy, don't you think? Beside every fucking anti-abortion billboard, there should be a pro-sodomy billboard. It's a healthy alternative. Take one in the fanny, save money on a nanny. There's something catchy. And sodomy, first of all, is not necessarily butt fucking, so don't get all clinchy in the shorts, ladies. And sodomy technically is any type of sex that is not meant for procreation. And I know that because it's posted over my bed at the Allen Park Inn. But yeah, sure. Why is it you have kids and it comes out of my fucking check? I didn't do anything, you know? You have kids. Why do I have to pay for your fucking schools? I did nothing. I just was here. I blow a load in a girl's hair out of respect for the environment and Mother Nature. And not only do I have to pay for your kids, I get to fucking drive past the school at 15 miles an hour on my way home to jerk off and watch The Simpsons. It's like insult to injury. Because you're not even there to protect your kids to make sure he gets across the fucking street by himself. I have to give a fucking credit card to a porn site to protect your kids. I gotta get HBO to hear a comic say fuck to protect your kids. Protect your own fucking kids. Why isn't I getting to a taxi cab at 2:30 in the morning? Because I want to go moon sorority girls. Because I'm drunk and I have issues, but that's evident. But I can't even moon sorority girls because the taxi cab window only goes down halfway because it's a child safety window, which completely eclipses the whole hangy turkey neck part of the moon. Why even moon a sorority girl if they can't see the swingy nut part of it, which is completely cut out by the fucking... Because you had to have a kid because you don't want to mow your own lawn when you're 50. Because you didn't make goalie and win your state championship, so you want a second chance. You want to see what you'd look like if you didn't eat so much cake. That's why you don't go to the pound and get the kid. That's why you don't get the kid. And it's a fucking ego trip to have your own kid. You want to see what you'd look like. That's why you don't get the fucking dirty Nicaraguan kid on the TV commercial. That he really needs a fight, huh? Get a dog, exactly. You want to fucking, you get the kid on the commercial. Well, you know why you don't? Because if you did, and he did something great, you'd only get partial credit. He hits a home run in the World Series, you're sitting in the stands going, that's my boy, kinda. Yeah, it's a fucking ego trip. Knock it off. I don't like it. I